I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A three-day United Nations conference earlier this week called attention to the plight of Syrian refugees. 8 years after the civil war began, over 17 million Syrians just can't survive without assistance, whether they're inside or outside of the war-torn homeland. Ahmed is one of them. Perry LaHaye tells us about a couple who met Ahmed during a short-term mission trip with Frontiers USA. God used their brief time together to change Ahmed's life forever. Could he use you in the same way? Frontiers is looking for goers to join them as they reach Muslims for Christ.
Our 2019 short-term trips give you the great adventure of sharing Jesus' love in the Muslim world. We've got trips in the Middle East, in North Africa, the Arab Gulf, Turkey, Central Asia, India.
But don't wait too long. The registration deadline is April 1st. And more than 2 billion people have yet to encounter the good news of Jesus. The International Day for the Unreached, coming up in June, shines a spotlight on that need. Lee Sonius is a regional director with Reach Beyond and board member of the Alliance for the Unreached. He says technology reveals who the world's remaining unreached people groups are and where they live. But reaching them requires everybody to help.
Be in prayer. Even if you take a certain people group, you adopt a people group in your own prayer life, if you do a prayer journal, pick an unreached people group and just start praying for that group. Maybe you pick one every month, you change it every month, but prayer is to me a key.
You can also download a free Great Commission Action Guide. You'll find the link for it at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.